Rogers?
Oh, hello, Joan. Well, anyway, Dad can't fire me. Back to school in 2 weeks. Well, what'll you have?
How about 3 cans of Rogers Special?
Sure. You all?
Yes. Charge it to Mom. Bye, Bill. See you later.
So long, John.
Okay, Sonny. 3250.
Just a minute, Bill. We always pay by check.
Well, what's the difference, Dad? It's all money, isn't it?
It's much better and easier this way.
I don't get it, Dad. It looks like more trouble to me. Why is it easier to pay with checks instead of with cash?
Bill, it's about time you learned something about checks. Because you'll be using them in personal and business affairs for the rest of your life.
Thank you.
So long.
Now here, I want you to take these checks down to the bank and deposit them. While you're there, stop in and see Joan Sterling's dad. He'll straighten you out.
Okay.
I'll call him up. Tell him you're coming.
Sure, Bill. A lot of people at first ask just that same question. Why not use cash? Well, here are the main reasons. Safety, receipts, convenience, records. Take safety, for instance. There's nothing safe about cash unless you're holding it tight in your fist. Like that payment of the frosted food salesman you were talking about. Things like this happen every day. If that had been actual cash, what chance do you think there'd be of getting it back?
Not much, I guess.
That's just where the safety factor of checks comes in. If lost or stolen, only the proper person can cash them. And in the meantime, your money is safe in your bank account.
Well, that's reason enough for me.
Wait a minute, Bill. That's only one good reason for paying by check. What about receipts? Your father himself told me this story. It happened to him just the other day. One of his suppliers called him up. It seemed there was some question of a bill not being paid. Well, your dad didn't waste any time talking. He just got out the canceled check that he'd paid the bill with, and that settled it. You see, your dad had proof that he'd paid that bill. The canceled check was his receipt. Another reason why checks are so widely used is convenience. Payments can be made anytime, any place, and by mail, too. Something you wouldn't do with cash. A final big reason is accurate records. A checking account shows exactly where the money goes. Now, there are a good many reasons why people use checks. But these are the 4 main ones. Bill, do you know how to write a check?
Well, not exactly, I guess.
Well, always use a pen. Then make out your stub first. That's so you'll have a record of what the check is about. Now, on the check, fill in the number. Then the date. It should be the date on which the check is drawn. Next, the name of the person being paid. And be sure to spell it right. Now the amount in figures close to the dollar sign, so nobody can put in another number. Cents should be written in smaller figures and underlined. On the next line, write out the amount in words. Cents are a fraction, with 100 as the denominator. Fill in the space that's left with a wavy line. Again, to prevent alteration. Be sure the amounts in words and numbers agree. If they're different, the amount in words sets the amount of the check. In signing, your signature should agree with the one on file at the bank. Never cross out or change any written part of a check. If you make a mistake, write canceled across the face of it and file it away with your canceled checks. Then draw a new one. Well, that's about it. Any questions?
Well, what about when someone gives me a check? Don't I have to endorse it or something?
Right. There are three forms of endorsement that are widely used. The first one, the blank endorsement, makes the check as good as cash. Anyone could get money for it. So don't endorse it this way until you're ready to cash it. Turn it over, and here's where your endorsement goes. This is the simplest form of endorsement. In the blank endorsement, all you do is write your name across the end of the check. Sign it just the way it's made out to you on the face of the check. A special endorsement is a little different. Say your dad gave you a check and you wanted to transfer to somebody else. You'd name the person you're paying it to. Then write your name the way you did before. Now the other fellow will have to sign his name before he can cash it. Finally, there's the restrictive endorsement. This means the check can be used only for what you say it's to be used for. Endorse checks this way when you're mailing them to the bank for deposit. There's one more thing you ought to know, Bill. If you get a check with your name misspelled or with the wrong initials, endorse it first exactly the way it appears on the face of the check.
Mistake and all?
That's right. But under that, write your name the correct way. Now, is there anything else I can tell you?
Yes, sir. What happens to the money in all this? When you write a check, just where does the real money go and how does it get there?
Well, let's follow a check. Let's take the one your father paid the frosted food salesman today. Here's your father. Here's his bank, our bank. Here's the food distributor, and here's its bank. Your father draws a check for $32.50 payable to the distributor. That check is an order to us to pay $32.50 of your father's money to the distributor. But the distributor, rather than bothering to come here and pick up the money, deposits the check in its bank and lets that bank collect the money. That means that $32.50 is deducted from your father's account here and added to the distributor's account there. The final step is when we send the check back to your father, endorsed by the distributor, and canceled to show that the amount has been paid. We have a special banking process called check clearing, Bill, that takes care of the transfer of money from one bank to another. But that's a whole story in itself. Well, Bill, there's the story of the journey of one check. And it's the same whether it's made out by a housewife, doctor, wage earner, contractor, anyone.
Gee, that's really pretty simple. Thanks a lot, Mr. Sterling.
Well, most things are pretty simple once you understand them. But always be sure you have enough money in your bank account to cover the check. Yes?
Your daughter is here to see you.
Send her right in, please. Maybe you'd better stick around.
Well, fancy meeting you here.
I was just talking to Mr. Sterling, to your father, about checks.
Well, what a coincidence. Just what I came down about. Dad, you remember that adorable little dress we saw in the store window? And you said that if I really wanted it...
Yes, dear, I remember. How much?
Only $10.95. Isn't it a steal?
Well, here goes another one on its way. Thank you.